At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this. This is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 jewel-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just got to listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden, you will see them communicating to you, I really like this. I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're going to do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, Black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is, like, prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box. Everybody, welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. My name is Melissa.
And my name is Mel.
And we get on this podcast every single week and talk about whatever we want to discuss. And y'all get on here and listen. And we want to say thank you.
We sure do.
We sure appreciate you.
We also get on this podcast every week and thank our sponsors, don't we?
Yes, they are Factor, BetterHelp, and
Babbel.
We're so grateful for them. You'll hear more about them in the rest of the episode.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true.
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Okay, so listen.
Boo-doo, boo, boo, boo,
the Grammys
boo,
were last boo, night, boo, and that's boo. Why Mel got it.
Da-da, it's in my head.
Fantasia killed it.
I didn't. Well, I watched TikTok clips.
Of her killing it?
Yes.
That was probably enough. It was actually relatively short, in my opinion. I feel like she could have done more.
Oh, I didn't get... It's like snippets. I haven't been able to put the... I haven't seen the whole thing.
When you watch it, she killed it. She killed it. When you watch her, you're going to be like, oh... Because she was like... in the pocket, mm-hmm. and then it was like over.
Oh,
and
you know, you wanted more.
Yeah, I wanted more, you know, and yeah. I just feel like she definitely could have like she could have went longer and just really like took us. Like she didn't get a chance to really holler.
Yeah, you know.
Like Fantasia, when she start feeling it, I want to see her in
concert. I'm really upset that I haven't yet in my life. I feel like, why haven't I seen her in concert? We can get to the things we're going to talk about. But,
well, this is one.
Okay. When Fantasia's album came out, Truth Is?
Back to Me, Fantasia, Side Effects of what's You, the Definition of...
No, what's the name
Free of Yourself?
The, Free Yourself.
Yeah, Free Yourself.
When the Free Yourself album came out, first of all, I was in like 11th grade.
Yeah, 2004.
11th, yes. Yeah. Or going into 12th because I graduated 05. You would have swore I had been through something because I had this little high school boyfriend. And I used to, if you don't want me, then don't talk to me. Like, so dramatic. And then the Baby Mama song that she had, B-A-B-Y. First off, so not the story of my life.
Fact.
And yet I was just
proud to be somebody's baby mama that she wasn't.
B-Y-M-A. Like, I love her so much.
No, she's great.
I love her music. Her, When I See You. One of the best ad-lib songs that exists.
Yeah, it's great.
She is incredible.
No, all... And can we just stay... Let's just stay on the We Love Fantasia train for a little while longer. Because can we also... I wanted to do a video and I just didn't. I have so many ideas. Y'all know this that I just don't do. I wanted to do a video praising how her press tour went for The Color Purple.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Because did she miss?
No. I mean, her looks... Her hair.
I want her hairstyles to do my hair so bad.
She's funny. Her interviews.
She's so churchy, too.
She's so churchy. I just love.
She does no wrong.
I love her so much.
She does no wrong.
I feel like I deserve to see her in concert without shoes on. Like, I don't understand why that hasn't been a part of my life yet.
Because if she doesn't have her shoes off, then she really didn't go.
No.
She didn't go full Fantasia.
She has to shout. I want to see her shout without her shoes on.
Yes.
I deserve.
I agree.
Fantasia, when you going on tour again, girl?
We need to see her.
She is fabulous.
Yeah, we should totally. She should come to Vegas, Fantasia.
Yes.
She could do a little residency.
Hello?
It would be a good time.
Sure.
It don't have to be long.
Okay. I was about to say, I don't know. She's going to be a resident.
If Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak did a residency in Vegas off one album.
That's true.
And their whole concert was majority Bruno Mars.
Yes.
Please don't be fooled. It was still a good time, though.
It was.
She could do a little 45-hour concert for a few months, get in, get out, and be done.
I agree. Actually, I still love her American Idol winning song.
Oh. No, not a moment like this. That's Kelly's. It is. Oh, I love this song. Hold on.
It's so good.
Y'all know it.
What's Fantasia's American Idol song that she sang?
The winning song.
I believe.
Oh. I believe in the impossible.
Yeah, is it Lose to Win?
Oh, is that what it's called? I thought it was called I Believe.
Is it I Believe? Okay, I love I Believe and I love Lose to Win, though.
Yeah, it's called I Believe.
Okay.
I believe in the impossible. I try to be the very best. And girl, I don't know the lyrics.
We can't.
It's super churchy though.
It's so good.
It's so good.
But also, Lose to Win is on the album. Okay, I love that song. Oh, I've been listening to both of them. But Lose to Win, I'm listening to Fantasia.
Wait, Lose to Win. How does it go?
Oh my gosh, it's so good. I just want the chorus. I don't like
overcome any obstacle. Won't let this dream fall. Girl, she was singing the lyrics. I love a good song with some good lyrics. I love Lose to Win.
Oh my gosh, we have to
play it, Mel.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Okay, I remember the words. I'm not singing though. I'm not doing that.
I don't know the lyrics. I mean, the lyrics are not giving familiarity to me. I'm about to sing. It's actually because I don't know the lyrics to this song. I just do this part.
Have you ever?
Yes. That's all I do.
If you haven't listened to Fantasia Radio on like your Pandora,
oh, they're saying we can't hear.
Oh, they can't.
Oh man, sorry guys, it got fuzzy. All right, forget it. Guys.
Have you ever?
Yes.
Need someone so bad.
All right, that's enough singing now. I'm not committing to that. Go look it up on YouTube. It's
sometimes
so good.
You gotta lose.
Yeah, to win again.
To win again.
It's so good. Oh, we love her. We love
Fantasia's
Fanny.
Fantasia's great. She through and through, man. I want her hairstylist to do my hair.
Oh my goodness.
I want whoever styled her for the entire Color Purple to win every award, costume award, yes, hairstylist award, dressing award. Like, she deserves all the. She looked phenomenal on this Color Purple tour. Did not miss,
she looked amazing,
not one time.
She looked great.
Everything looked amazing. She just has been killing it. Speaking, yes, 4+4 girl, she ate, okay?
Eight.
Speaking of which, this is another video idea because I was like, oh, I didn't do the Fantasia one. I should do them together. I probably won't. So I just tell y'all. Let me tell you who else has been killing it. Tabitha Brown, but specifically Donna?
Oh, my.
I sent her a voice note that I probably should let y'all because I'd be playing my voice notes. I sent her a voice note and I was like, old thing, new thing. Donna's doing all the things.
Oh,
okay?
Man.
The straight backs.
Oh, her straight backs were amazing. I was like, she looks stunning.
In this outfit, mind you, on the Drew Barrymore show,
yes,
you can't get much whiter than that.
Listen,
with these straight backs that she has on and was still able
to
look.
The earrings and the look. She looked amazing.
I said it's giving boss. It's giving successful. It's giving be careful because I might take your job. Because what?
She looks.
One thing I'm going to do is send a voice note. Y'all know I can't be texting because my hands, okay? My hands don't work well. That's why I be texting y'all late because I can't be texting, okay? But I'll voice note you in a minute. Matter of fact, let me see if I can find it.
Oh, Lord. Here
let
she
me
go.
See if I can find it. Because I said, Tabitha Brown, what's happening in your world?
She okay? looks amazing.
And
I
sent
love
it on
her.
This. She said, since you done hyped me up yesterday,
that
too.
Video, I mean, that picture of her, we're talking about, because I got time or whatever.
Yes!
I was like, listen, Tab better flex.
Okay, this
flex,
is it.
Flex, ma'am.
Tabitha Brown, good morning. Congratulations. You've done many of things and many of styles and many of hair and many of nails and many outfits. I want you to know today, on this January 29th and our Lord and Savior 2024, this hair, this outfit, this makeup, together? Oh, ma'am. There's no days before or hits that shall surpass. Okay. The things that needed to be done were did. Because what did you do? That. And that, a new thing, an old thing, all the things. You hear me? You did that.
It was... everything.
She looks great.
She is.
It looks amazing.
She was out here.
Yes.
Like I said, between the two, this you have revolutionized how to do a press tour.
Oh,
okay?
Man.
Because the look, the face, the hair, this is how you step out. This is how you are supposed to do a press run.
Yes,
yes, I'm promoting this book. Yes, I'm promoting this movie. But what you will know is that I am here. Okay? That's
yes.
it. That's all. That's period. All right? That's it. All right, we did all that. I don't know what we call that section. We call them hype your friends.
Amen.
And Fantasia's not ours, but she is in our mind.
But she should be. And then one more thing, and then I'm going to tell you about this ad. But the other thing I just want to say, because we were talking about stylists, is I don't know how to pronounce this young man's name. Stylist Joblin.
Yes. Jay Bolin.
Okay.
Yes.
Every woman he styles.
Melanie.
He will style a black woman who has previously not been styled very
Come
well.
On.
But when he styles them, I'd be like, well, who? Tisha Campbell a couple weeks ago looks fabulous.
Phenomenal.
He styled Erica Campbell.
Erica Campbell. He does Sarah Jakes Roberts every single
and
time.
She looks, her whole life is it, just
oh,
a flex.
Oh, and then.
She be looking amazing.
Every single time.
Wigs be on point.
Popping.
Outfits
makeup,
be popping.
Photographer.
Hair, I mean.
Everything.
That God gave him a skill
Absolutely.
Of styling.
When he got a hold of SWV after they did that
yes.
That show and they was talking about their style a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, and they looked bit, amazing.
Ain't been the same since. Ain't been the same since.
That is a talent.
No,
that man is talented.
He styled Tab for her vow renewal.
Oh. So when you look at those pictures she did for her vow renewal last year that was on People,
yeah.
He styled her for that.
He is a gift.
I want him to style me so bad. Like, I just want the opportunity. Like, what's your process? How do you do this? Like, what do you envision? What comes to you?
That's a talent.
And he doesn't have a like, you know, sometimes with hairstylists, you can tell, like, oh, this person probably did it because there's something about it that's kind of signature to them. I don't see that.
I feel like he really styles you.
Yes.
Like, he brings the best parts of you out.
Yes.
In clothes.
In clothes.
Like, I'm not a fashionista girl. I'm not a fashion girly, and I don't have the vision. That is incredible.
No, it's so good. It's so good. I don't consider myself. I like clothes, but the real fashionistas would never show up today how I'm looking. They just wouldn't. They go out on.
Even their like dress down days be like fashionable.
Listen to me.
I'd be like, how?
The fashionistas are like, wear this for a casual day of running errands. And I'm like, where are your sweatpants?
I don't understand why. Why would if it's casual, why would you put jeans on?
I never
understand. Nothing about jeans is casual for
me. No.
Jeans are like dressed up.
So like,
why are you putting on that?
To run an errand?
And then they be like rainy day outfits.
Yes.
And they be, listen, this is a champion.
Come on.
Beanie.
Come on.
They be having the cute furball
yes,
beanies.
Yes, they do.
They'll have a scarf. They'll have a cute boot.
Yes.
They'll have a long trench
and
jacket.
And the cute little bag. All the
And always a designer bag throwover. Okay, I have... Listen, let me
check. Be real, Mel. Show the people. Can we show y'all what we have on? This is bleach.
Okay, these are pajama pants. These are leopard pajama pants. Because, listen, when I was doing those get unreadies, that's my life. I am never ready. I am always unready.
Where the red stain that you see at the top right here is called bleach, honey. This is bleach.
Girl! Who are y'all are the cutest.
Where y'all going?
We are not going to the same place.
When I shop at Walmart,
literally,
they don't even deserve.
Girl,
they don't even deserve the dressed up.
They be like, "Go!" I'll be like, "Y'all don't have kids or something? No. How are y'all just constantly
this fashionable all the time?"
Girl,
when do you dress down?
Listen,
what do it look like? Because I'm the person that y'all be talking about. Who's in the Walmart looking at me? It's me. Okay.
I saw a girl with bleach stains and a hole.
Yes. Me?
Yes.
Because of my Walmart. Now, why on God's green earth would I go to Walmart looking like I'm going to Neiman Marcus when I'm not?
We are the girl. And I half the time, if I need to go somewhere fancy, but I don't want to get dressed, then I'll just throw like one of your hoodies on. Okay. Now I'm at least like, I'm not going to wear these pajama pants sweats. I'm going to wear like gray ones. So it's not obviously. Sometimes I'll put on, you know, people like to wear like workout clothes, even though they hadn't worked out.
Yes.
Those are too tight for me. I'll be like, I'm not.
They're low-key uncomfortable.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I don't like when stuff be sweats. That tight on my skin.
Sweats.
Is the way to go.
That's my life.
You don't have to worry about nothing. Uh-uh. Y'all be, too Melissa,
cute.
You so thin, you don't have to. Clothes still can get tight,
yes.
Okay? Because one thing about me, at the end of dinner, I'm going to unzip my pants.
Oh,
I don't care
time.
How much you think I weigh. I am going to unzip my pants. So if I'm just running errands, I'm not wearing jeans.
No.
I'm wearing these sweatpants with the bleach.
Absolutely.
Okay? That's what I'm
and
doing with
drawstring.
My life. Oh, and if it don't got a drawstring.
Drawstring.
Actually, you're lucky if the drawstring's still there. Because the real comfortable sweatpants, the drawstring been missing.
They are gone. And the hoodie.
And the hoodie. Okay, this one still do because God is good. His grace is sufficient.
Them
but the real
things
ones
be missing.
Oh, man. I can't wait for it to get caught. Oh, I can just take this out now.
It's fine. We don't need that. If you still have your drawstring in your pants and your hoodie.
You don't love them.
You're not wearing them enough.
You don't love them. That's not your favorite pair.
You haven't
There's
washed
no
them.
Way. It's not your,
not favorite, your
pair. Favorite pair. There's no way you can convince me that those pants or that shirt is your favorite pair if the drawstrings are still in it. You're lying.
100%.
That was a good time.
It was a good time. And what we are going to say that's also a good time is learning a new language. Amen. What if in 2024 you got a little bit better every day? That is exactly what you're doing. And if Babbel can help you start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks, imagine what you could do in a full year. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people and therefore real conversations. We are fans of Babbel. We, more than just going out of town or traveling, I just feel like it's good. You feel accomplished when you do new things, mm-hmm. okay? And learning a new language and doing it in the comfort of your home and hearing your dings when you are correct, and being able to have real conversations, even just amongst your family. Like if you're doing it together, I've said before that me and my family like to do it together. Me and my 7-year-old, she's always about learning new things. And so one of the things we do are the lessons together. So anyway, Babbel is perfect for that, but especially obviously if you are going to be traveling and want to be able to interact and kind of immerse yourself in the culture, being able to learn the language and using Babbel is a great way to do that. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. They make it easy to do things like ask for directions or how to order food, which is always important. Mm-hmm. Speak to merchants if you're trying to buy something. And you're able to do it without having to consult with apps or like try to Google it. If you do the Babbel lessons, you learn it. And then when you and they do quizzes and tests. So you really do learn it. And then when you travel, you're ready to go. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 50% off a one-time payment for a lifetime Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/GJ.
GJ.
Get 50% off at babbel.com/GJ.
GJ.
Spelled Babbel, BABBEL.com/GJ.
GJ.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Very good. Very good. All right. So we're going to start with, and by start, I mean we're 20 minutes in.
100%.
Long story short, we kind of catch you guys up on what's been happening through the course of the week. Last time we saw you guys. And there's only one thing that counts that matters at all. And that is this. We decided to surprise Kevin Fredericks in New York the day before we were supposed to be there. Okay, this is what happened. So Kevin, obviously, one of his lifelong dreams is to get, was to get a billboard in Times Square. And so we were like, you know, we'll just get it. So he ends up getting an ad in, like, buying it. You can buy your own ads in Times Square. Or like, yeah, it was like Times Square, basically. Mm-hmm. At the very last second, BET was like, hey, we're actually going to pull up and make the billboard happen in Times Square. So we're like, oh, so cool. I want to make sure I'm there for that. You guys know how I am about first time experiences. I don't want to miss them. So I'm going to go. Great. Contact Courtney, who's, let me tell you something. Everybody needs a Courtney in their life.
Hello.
Okay. One thing about Courtney, y'all know I'm horrible at execution. Courtney is like, what do you want to do? I'm sending the emails and the text to get it done. So we're sending the things, we're making it happen. For some reason, I ended up on the phone with Mel. I don't even know why we were on the phone.
You called me Friday because you started this Thursday.
Thursday morning.
Okay. You called me Friday afternoon because you had just got... Were you already going because of the other billboard and then...
Yes.
BET happened on Friday.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So it was after the BET conversation and I had sent you Underreported. So you're calling to say, I listened to Underreported and this thing just
got
happened.
It. Okay. So I get on the phone with Mel. What she says is what's happening, the context of the conversation. And she's like, wait, you're going to New York? Well, I want to go too.
Yes.
Let me figure out what I'm going to do with the girls. Well, the girls are going to come with me. So next thing we know, again, I'm contacting Courtney.
Mind you, it's like noon on Friday.
No, legit. Like, I actually think I was headed to go pick up one of the boys from school at this time or something. Okay. Like, because they get out early on Fridays. So Courtney's like, okay, bet. Mel gets her tickets. She's contacting the people to make this happen. Next thing we know, we're on the airplane.
Girl.
On Friday night.
Girl, I pick up McKinley. We're literally, it's like noon. I'm like, okay, so I have 2 hours. I have to pack the bags for the kids. I have to pick up, Greg's gone. I have to go pick up Ken from school. And then I need to go get Micaiah from her school. And I also have to pack everybody up. It's fine.
It's totally fine. It's no problem. I know where I was going. Joe had an ortho appointment.
Oh.
I was going to pick up Joe because he had an orthodontist appointment. So anyway, this happens. It's fine. No problem. Okay. Mind you, I'm also watching Traitors, which we'll get to, which is a time suck. Don't watch it when you think you should
and
be doing other things.
I was trying to watch a trial, actually.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, your day is ruined.
And I had so, you know, when you have like your weekend plan?
Yes.
I was like, I'm going to clean up.
Yep.
I need to take McKinley's hair down. I'm going to finish this trial, make a video by Sunday because they're going to have a verdict. Like, and Liz is like, we're going to New York. Yeah, I'm going too.
Yes.
Sure. I don't care. Dirty up the house. Who cares? It doesn't need to be cleaned.
Yes. So we end up in New York. We do this like red eye trip. We get there at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And we are, I really should have vlogged it, but honestly, yes, it was so much happening that I don't even think I could have done it correctly. One day I'm going to do better about this, but now is not the time.
I focused on the recording. Afterward, I was like, I should have just captured everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish we would have.
The chaos would have been fun.
It was chaotic. Okay. So we're there. The guys get there at like noon-ish or so. Yes. Greg and Joshua are texting us because, no, let me back up. We get to the hotel. I get there first because we actually end up in separate cars. Okay. I get there first and I'm telling the lady, she's like, oh, your name is not on any of the rooms because the guys are staying there too, and Angel. So I'm like, no. I have a separate, completely separate reservation. Their reservation is actually while we're here, because I don't want you to make the same mistake when they get here. Let me tell you why we're here. Okay. I'm here because my husband has a show on BT. They got a billboard. So we're here to surprise him.
So my reservation
is separate because it's surprise.
Surprise.
Okay. Surprise. That means don't say no words. Why? Because surprise. Okay. She gives us our room. She gives us breakfast because she's all excited. Whatever. Mel comes later. Tell her what you told her.
I get up there and she's like, yeah, she said that it's a surprise for her husband. Yes, it is. Does your husband know? My husband knows. Hers does not. So don't say anything. My name is on the same room as my husband because he knows because we're going to the same room. Her husband does not know. It's a surprise. She said it's a billboard. It's a billboard for a show. For a show. Oh my goodness, that's so amazing. Everything's understood. We are clear here.
Everything's understood. Guys arrive. Lady says, your wife is lovely.
Your wife is lovely.
They say, congratulations on the show.
Congratulations on your billboard that your wife told us about because she's lovely because she's here.
Shut up. Why are you speaking? So Greg texts us, the lady's about to ruin it. Okay? The lady's about
Greg's
to ruin
like,
it.
The lady's down here saying the wife is lovely. She's talking about the billboard.
Like, shut up. Why are you saying things? Everybody has told you this is a surprise. And you just got to talk.
You just talking.
Shut up!
Yes.
Mind you, beforehand, by this time, this is the second thing that happened. That was the third thing that happened. By this time, I'm like, Kev knows, you guys. Kev knows. Back in L.A., Joe had practice on Saturday, right? So he texts the family group chat, hey, I need to tell Coach I'm not going to be there. Mm. I side text Joe immediately. You have to fix it. You have to fix it. Kev responds, why aren't you going to be at practice? Joe says, oh, I hurt myself again because he had that really bad cramp. I said, this baby better lie because how you thinking that fast? Because I was like, I don't know what he's going to say right now. So Joe says, oh, I hurt myself again. So me to double down, I'm like, oh, Kev, send some more exercises so I can stretch Joe out so he does it, you know, whatever. I'm thinking Kev doesn't know. We get to New York. This happens. Then the venue, yes, asked for all, you have a list of all the people that are on like the headliners list, so to speak. Those are the people that they're your comp list, right? Greg sends the list and he's like, I just want you guys to verify all of these people. My name's on the list. Mel's name's on the list.
The girls. Zay and Joe.
And the boys.
On the list.
For the New York show.
Yes. To Kevin and Josh and Angel.
Yes.
Kev's like,
why is Melissa and Mel and the girls in the, why are the kids on this list? So Greg says, oh, I meant to send it to the Atlanta chat.
I think they said they was going to Chicago. I got it mixed up. My bad.
I'm like, Kevin knows. There's no way Kevin doesn't know. Too many things have happened.
Oh my goodness.
He has to know. Oh my. So we finally, Greg's like, Kev's going upstairs. You guys come downstairs. My boys, we're in the elevator. They're singing Mission Impossible music and going around the corners being all dramatic. You know, the boys being all silly and dramatic. So I'm like, we get in the car, finally. Isaiah's getting footage because we see them coming out. You'd think we were the paparazzi, okay? So we follow them to the place. We're like, me trying to get it perfect. I'm like, I don't want to come out too early. I want Kev to be experiencing the moment of the billboard and us coming at the same time. So we have like this level of this double layer of excitement and da, 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 da. So we get out the car. Mind you, they're close. Like we are in eyesight up, like
we're in the car here, like looking and we're right underneath the billboard.
Thank you.
We're parked right underneath the billboard, so every time they're looking, we're thinking they're looking at us, but we're underneath the billboard.
Yeah, we did.
So we're just like,
they see us,
they see us, we gotta hide.
Like, we're completely freaked out. So we get out. Mind you, it's me, Mel. She has the girls, which means she has a stroller.
Yes.
Which is big and bulky. We have the boys. So we're trying to go around the car.
Yes.
Like this. Set up the stroller.
Yes.
And then we have to go this way to come back up this way.
Because we have to go crosswalk. Across the crosswalk.
Yes. Tell me why. During our Mission Impossible, trying to get to the crosswalk.
We missed the billboard.
We missed the billboard.
It had went up.
It had went up already.
When we was Mission Impossible-ing at the crosswalk, the billboard went up.
So we don't know this at the time. No, so we finally get to where we're supposed to be, and we're staring at the billboard
we're just
like
watching. I thought y'all said 2:02:03. It's 2:07. It's late.
Why is it not showing up? So then Joshua texts, "Can y'all hurry up because Kev is getting tired?" We said, we didn't see the billboard. We were waiting for the billboard. He said, we already seen it.
We were like, y'all, dude, we've been over here waiting in the cold. Y'all saw it? When did it come up? 2:02:03. Oh, when we was missing it. Oh, all right. We missed it.
We completely missed it. So then we had just said, surprise.
So we just walked over and he was like, oh, y'all are here.
And then we had to wait a full hour to see
for
it
to come back.
For it to come back. Because it was only.
So we eventually saw it, but it was
an hour
quite
later.
The mission.
Girl.
Quite the mission.
Yes, the definition of epic fail.
With the children, child. It was a great time.
It was a mess, but it was so much fun.
It
really was a whole hour because it was only on the hour every hour, okay? It was not a constant situation. It was so much fun. And the literal best worst planning thing I've ever done in my entire, but it was also so in the pursuit of perfection,
100%,
to completely miss the mark is who I am as a person. Just is.
Let me tell you what else helps you when you're trying to plan things, okay, and you miss like us. Factor. If you're at home and you need planning, you need to get Factor. Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. We love things that are delivered to our door. You'll have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie-smart, vegan, and veggie, and more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that'll help make your weekly planning even more delicious. What are you waiting for? Get started today and have a feel-good week. Of meals ready to go. They have 2-minute meals. Okay, anything that's less than 5 minutes is already my favorite thing in the world. Okay, we were just talking about how many more hours we need in the day. 2-minute meals are amazing. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. They have snacks, smoothies, and more. You can discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more, which is one of the hardest things. We were talking about what we eat. I don't eat that well. But when I have Factor, I can eat well because it's already prepackaged. It's easy. I don't have to think about it. And snacks and smoothies are one of the things I struggle the most with. Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every day and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or clean up needed. Head to factormeals.com/GJ50.
GJ50.
And use code GJ50.
GJ50.
To get 50% off of your first box and 2 free wellness shots per box while subscription is active. That's code GJ50.
GJ50.
At factormeals.com/GJ50 to get 50% off of your first box and 2 free wellness shots per box while the subscription is active.
Love it. Okay. Then the guys. Then Angel and Kev did the Here's the Thing show. It's phenomenal.
Great time.
If you haven't got your tickets,
great,
especially
show.
Seattle, because those tickets could use some help. Definitely, you don't want to miss it. It is. It's a fun show. It's just
a good time.
Yeah, it's very, very much a good time. And then we saw the BET billboard, yes, which was smack dab in Times Square, like on the Paramount building, right next to where they're doing, or I don't know if the Lion King is shot there, performed there, or if it was just the billboard for there, but I imagine it's close by. But anyway, it's near the Paramount building. It's gone, though. If you're in New York, it's gone. They only got it for that day because they knew it was going to be there.
And it was cool.
But it was very cool. We got to see it at night after the show, which if you're going to do a billboard, you need to see it
at night
in Times Square. Like
lit up.
Yeah. We were.
That's what we're here for.
Freezing.
It was so cold. But it was really cool.
It just added
to the experience,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it did. So, yeah, it was a very New York experience to be freezing cold in Times Square looking at this billboard. It was very surreal. It was very cool. So, anyway, that was New York. I'm sure Kevin, then we'll talk about it tomorrow, but it was a whole entire mess. Okay, but in the best way.
100%.
Like, in the best way. All right, we're going to move on to Pop the Trunk. Do you have any Pop the Trunks specifically?
Nope.
I just have one while we're pulling up whatever one you want. I don't know which one you want him to pull up first.
Either.
Okay. While Cam is pulling up, I just really quickly want to pop the trunk on drivers in LA who don't know how to drive in the rain.
Oh.
It's raining. It's really not that bad here. I know other parts did get it really bad, but like specifically where we are, this is no different than Seattle. Okay. My child, who was born in Tacoma, Washington.
Yes.
Yesterday was like, it's supposed to rain tomorrow. Do we have to go to school?
Well, they were emailing about inclement weather and they were emailing if schools were going to be open. And I was like, over rain?
Where we are, it is not bad. I understand that parts are bad. I'm not talking about those parts. Y'all have a reason to be home from school, the flooding, that I got it. I'm talking about where we are specifically. Everyone needs to relax. I am going to show you all a picture that this is what Isaiah's school looks like today because it is raining.
I'm going to sound like Greg because Greg loves, anytime it rains, Greg loves to be like, they draining system. They didn't.
Oh, you can't even see it.
I'm about to say,
girl,
you know good and well. Ain't nobody going to see this. What's it, what am I looking at?
The absence of school, of students.
Oh, I was like, what's happening?
There are.
Nobody's there.
There's like 6 students in his class today. 6.
The weather is not.
And it's not that serious.
It's not that bad.
It's really Seattle at best.
Like, because this is not. The anniversary of Snowmageddon in Atlanta recently passed. Every time that anniversary comes, I just remember that day.
How bad was it?
You got like this much stuff. Syracuse had to send snowplows.
Atlanta was not prepared at all. And it was like, it was not that bad, but it was icy. Now you relax, chill with the doing too much. It got icy.
Icy is dangerous.
And nobody left. They kept the news and everybody was saying, hey, it's coming. And we were like, okay. So everybody stayed at work and all the kids stayed at school. And then everybody left at the same time and it was icy. So then everybody was stuck on the expressway.
People
overnight, cars were stuck on the expressway overnight. They could not go home. Buses. I mean, it was so ridiculous. I lived like 3 minutes from my job, thankfully. So I literally I went home. But it was everybody left at the same time and it just was so bad. Those pictures always crack me up. It's not funny, but the pictures always crack me up because it was utter chaos. It was over like a couple inches. But then it got icy.
It did get
icy.
And
the city was not prepared. There was no
plows. That's a bigger thing.
There was no salt. There was nothing was there in order to make it manageable for everybody. So everybody was just stuck.
That is the bigger thing. It is about the prepare. It's not always about like how heavy the impact of whatever it is we're talking about weather-wise. It's really about how prepared the city is to handle whatever the influx is. And one thing about LA, we can't handle rain.
No.
We can't. The dentist this morning literally said, thank you so much for coming in. I'm afraid most of our patients are going to cancel today. And I said, why?
It don't be. But to that point, the draining system here
is terrible.
Is so bad. And so all of a sudden, it's a flood.
And because people can't drive, it's better to not have them on the road.
That's true. That is true.
And that's part, you know, because in LA, we don't, most of the time, it's 70 degrees and shining outside. So everybody drives fast.
Yes.
Everyone is used to perfect weather conditions and they drive fast.
Really fast.
You cannot drive fast in the rain, especially in the beginning, because that's when the oil is coming up and you will spin.
You will.
And they're just not hydroplane. You're going to spin out and people just vroom.
Oh, on the freeway here, so many people pass me that. And then I see them just on the side of the road, just like their car spun out and then now they're
stuck.
Out of commission. Yeah.
They're just not ready for it. And it's like, if you guys would just slow down. It's just rain. Just relax.
Yeah.
You can do it. I promise you. I believe in you.
If you drive
do you believe in the impossible?
Just drive 60.
Just,
60, 65. Because these people are going like 80.
They're going 80 easily. Just slow down. Y'all can do it. I believe in you. Okay, let's go on.
Oh, yeah, we're ready. Oh, earphones.
Oh, thank you.
This is a Caribbean Trans-Tobago to U.S. puppy trunk. Because I've been harboring it, okay? It's in my heart.
I love it already.
I'm sick and tired of the university's admins not responding, right? And I don't understand, right? Because it's like, do you want me to come to your school? Because you're saying that you want me to, but do you really want me to come to your school? Because I'm emailing you, I'm asking you these questions, and you cannot reply in a timely fashion, and also, I've already done everything. You all have all my files. Why is it so hard? How many deferrals are you going to recommend to me just for you to tell me if I'm accepted or not into the school? Let's talk about it now. Let's talk about it, USA. What's going on? Because all I want to do is go to school. All I would like to do is go to school. And all I would like is for the admin of these two universities to just be like, huh, let's reply to the young lady who's not from the US. Let's reply to her email and give her constructive feedback. I'm popping the trunk on them. That's all. I love you guys, by the way.
That was the best.
Listen, I can't even do it. I am such a bad accent mocker, but I want to just say more things. Call again. Call us back, girl.
Please call us back and give us an update. You know when she was pissed, she said, huh?
Yeah.
Because what are you guys doing? I, too, admins of whatever university she was talking about. What's the problem, huh?
Pop D Trump.
I agree.
Oh, that was so good.
But that was great.
That is a problem because we have a problem here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
with people not replying to things.
I agree.
Not answering the phone.
I agree.
And then when you finally get somebody, they all have an attitude.
Yes, they do.
You've inconvenienced them.
Absolutely.
For making them do their job. The
Correct.
Nerve of you.
To call in while I'm at work on the clock.
Girl, it is. I don't understand what be happening here, but that is absolutely that's not a problem in other countries. Y'all people be answering
y'all phones.
It's got to
be here. We are tired. I think as Americans, we are tired. We have to work so hard to do what? Not have ends meet because gas, the way rent goes up, the way your mortgage, everyone said, this is the lie that everybody wants you to think. Your mortgage is stable,
and
it don't go up.
That's a lie. From the pits.
Okay, it's a lie from the pit of hell. Then you got student loan debt. You got gas you got to pay for. You got to eat. eggs is $10.
Yes, they are.
Okay, somebody explain me to that. All right. Then I got to go into work, clock in, and make $5 an hour when everything, step outside and you've already spent $35 because you should probably still be wearing a mask. Yes. Okay. Then somebody come in and want to complain to me. Yeah, I don't get paid enough. I don't get paid enough to care. Listen. I don't want to be here. I woke up this morning with an attitude because it was raining outside. What is going on? Then you want me to send you an email? No!
Right?
Get somebody else to do it.
Yes, my job title is customer service. I don't have that.
I don't have it.
No service for the customers. Get somebody else to do it.
Get somebody else to do it or pay me enough to do it. And since you're not doing both, everybody go home.
Everybody can be mad.
Because I'm sick of living here. Healthcare for all.
Healthcare for all.
Oh, yeah, because you know what happened today? I had to take my kids to the dentist. Oh. You know how expensive the dentist is? You know what you're doing? Ma'am, your kids have grooves in the teeth.
Oh,
so you know what you need? A sealant. How much is a sealant? $500. How much is your insurance going to pay? $2.50.
Absolutely.
And just in case they don't, can you pay everything up top?
Right, right.
Just in case we misunderstood
what
they told us they was going to pay for, can you pay for everything, and then we'll give you a refund credit in the mail.
Right.
No, ma'am, I need my money today.
Today.
I need all my money today. I don't want you to send it in the mail. I don't want it to get
lost. It's my money and I want it now.
It's my money and I want it now. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of living. I didn't ask to be an adult. I don't want it no more.
Listen.
So I agree.
Yes.
With her.
With her. Play the next one.
Shoot!
Oh, do you want to? We should play the next one, then do that.
Okay.
Hey, Mel and Melissa. Oh. I would like to pop the trunk on workplace training modules. Because one, why are they so long?
They are.
Two, like, is there really a need for a quiz? I know most of us just click through it. And I get it. You want us to make sure we understand and read. But come on. Three, they said multiple at a time. And then you want me to do these 5 training modules on top of my regular job. Where's the time? Where's the time?
I used to hate those modules. Those modules
are so dumb.
They're so, and the person is always monotone that's teaching you.
Yes.
And then they have the worst animations.
Oh my goodness, it's so bad. Oh, it's so bad. It'd be like, this is going to take you 72 minutes.
Yes. Yes.
You'd be like. And then they started, because at first you could easily click through.
Yep.
But some of them, they stopped allowing you to easily click through.
They
had to let the videos play.
You sure did.
And then they would be at the end like, if John touched Sally's butt, is that a problem? Can she report that to HR?
Yes, and girl, why wasn't y'all doing these modules in the 90s? Because that's when it was a problem, okay? Today, women, we speak up. In the 90s, women didn't have a voice. What was the modules then?
But also, tell me a time that modules have ever prevented
never
something from happening.
Never.
It's all liability.
That's it.
So it's like, I mean, I guess... But also, there's other signs, there's other indications that things are brewing, something's gonna happen, yes. And it's not going to be from if this person took the 72-minute module or not.
No.
Okay.
Oh, can't, because I took module 3.2.1.
The problem is they took the module, so the company be like, we did our part. But meanwhile, when the woman or the man is going to HR, like, hey, this person is making me uncomfortable, they be like, they ain't got nothing to do with me. That's when they stop answering emails and they stop answering phone calls. Fix your hair, Jesus.
There had to be a court case somewhere where someone was like, well, the company didn't say I couldn't do X, Y, and Z.
Yes.
And the judge had to be like, well, I guess.
And so now they make us all do them.
And they're not helpful.
And they're
HR, then when you do what the thing says, because they'll always tell you, if you have a problem, go to this person, go to your HR person, go to your representative, and your HR person don't never be helpful.
Ever.
That's the actual problem.
They're never helpful.
It's like they don't take the
helpful.
Modules that they
yes.
have.
Yes, they don't take the modules that they tell you to take. And then they hound you, though.
Oh, my gosh.
The HR will email you, excuse me. Last time you certified, we need you to take this by this
you
day.
You have to take it twice a year.
Yeah, and it's always twice a year.
And you're like,
girl,
honestly,
leave me alone.
You want me to take this, but you're not answering the email I sent you correct. 30 times about the man that's sitting next to me.
That's
who
right.
continues to insult me or make me uncomfortable. Or, like, can you address that and not the module?
And then can you address the raise that I probably deserve?
Let's talk about
because
that.
I trained my manager Let's that you overpassed that. By me, and then you hired this person from the outside that's probably a white
so
man
many
that
problems.
I then have to train. And then you want me to take this module. You want me to train him. You want me to get sexually harassed, and you want me to pay for eggs. I can't do it.
And I
got to
do all of it?
I have to do all of it.
All of it?
All of it. You want me. I'm just one person. I'm just one person. I cannot continue to carry the world on my shoulders.
Girl,
I'm tired.
It'd be so stupid.
This is why we're all in therapy.
You did that.
Because trauma.
Trauma.
Because trauma. And if you have therapy, if you need therapy, what I need you to know, BetterHelp is here. Okay? They will answer the email.
Hello?
They will answer the text message.
And
they will be here for you. And they do it what? Conveniently. Okay?
Amen.
If you can't sit in somebody's office, guess what? You can do it over the phone. Okay? And if you can't video call, you can message.
I sure can.
Okay? They have convenient ways for you to do the things through BetterHelp. And today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Did I not say that? Probably not, but we're here now. All
you
right? I have a therapist that is really great, actually. I really do like her. She helps me, like I told you guys before, sort through things, make decisions that leave me feeling very empowered in my life. And I feel like that is not my word for the year, but it's something that I'm working through, is feeling more empowered to, like, make decisions. So I feel like, you know, life isn't happening to me, but I'm in control of my life. Okay. All right. So this is what you do. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/GJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ.
GJ.
I need to tell myself really quickly.
Okay.
That was not an intentional transition.
Oh.
And then when you had said it, I said, great.
Oh, it was great. I thought that it was intentional.
Because everybody can't be God's favorite, but sometimes I am.
Amen.
And he allowed me to transition seamlessly and
it
naturally.
Was smooth, girl.
And then I said, why does she, better help.
That was great.
Because God was with me.
He was.
He be doing the things. All right. Anything else on Pop the Trunk?
No, girl.
Thank you for calling. You guys, we love these so much.
They're
if
so
you
good.
Want to send in your Pop the Trunk, you can at speakpipe.com/GJ. That's speakpipe.com/GJ. Please send them in. We usually get a few every week.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. We have a bunch to get through.
Yeah.
Also, your time limit is 1:30. Okay, the time on there is 1:30. There's one I got, it's two parts, but we're gonna play it when we can get to it. But I just, heads up, it's 1:30, it's gonna cut out.
Yeah, and you guys can bring the energy, okay? Pop the trunk, bring your anger.
Amen.
We wanna hear it, all right? Black Twitter trends we can do really quickly. What time you gotta be up out of here? Because this is about to be a long episode.
I got time today.
All
What time, Tab, say?
You wanna talk about the Grammys?
Do it.
All right. First thing we need to talk about, obviously and clearly, is Jay-Z standing up for Beyonce.
Wait, why he said, when I get nervous, I start telling the truth. I said, well, that's a word.
That is a word.
Listen, everybody, I need him nervous more often in front of a microphone.
That's right.
I want to hear from that man.
Yes.
What are your thoughts? Things to say.
He sure did. And it wasn't even like long. It wasn't anger filled.
No.
But it was what needed to be said.
100%. I loved his the reality. I mean, because we all talk about it. We all know the fact that Beyonce ain't have album of the year yet and is the most Grammy award winning
yep.
artist. We
yep.
know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to his point, that metric does not make sense. How has she gotten this many awards but hasn't
One.
Translated to
yeah.
album of the year is insane.
Yeah.
But then his shade of like, some of y'all don't even belong in this category. I was like, oh, Jay, wait, say more. Who
yeah.
are you talking about?
I wanted him to say, listen, if you're going to tell the truth, the whole truth. But
don't try to Kanye in 2024 because y'all was mad at him years ago. And now you done got on the stage and you done Kanye 2.0 now.
He sure did.
You better go get that man an apology.
It's shown up. I agree 100%.
And I don't even like Kanye, but you don't get to Kanye 2024 and be mad years ago.
He did it first, and Kanye was on to something then. Kanye don't always be on to something. Let's all be clear.
He's on something.
But he was on to something then, all right? Because all this many years later, that woman still ain't won no, and that was just the MTV Awards, yep. But she still ain't won no album of the year.
Yep.
And there have been many of albums,
yep.
Many of categories where yep. she should have won. And the fact that he stood up there and was like, I'm gonna let me finish later about this little award y'all made yep. up and gave to me. What I'm gonna really do is take the time to let y'all know that y'all playing in my face. Y'all playing in my wife's face. And I'm sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for men. I'm always here for men, specifically husbands. That's Amen. Where Kanye wasn't. But specifically for husbands who stand up and stand on business for their wives.
100%.
I'm always, always, always going to be here for that. I actually always thought it was weird when the internet kind of came for it. They ain't together no more. But regardless, in the moment I was here for it. When, I can't think of that man's name, but Megan Good's ex-husband.
Oh, Devon?
Devon stood up for her.
Oh, at church?
Yes.
I thought everybody loved that.
Oh,
People were mad?
Well, this is what I should say. The church community was a little bit angry because they didn't understand why a pastor, which he's not, would like, he was like, I'm from the hood. I'm from wherever he's from. And yeah. Don't let this fool you. Basically, like, I'll fight y'all.
Got it.
You keep talking about my wife. And they was mad. And I was like,
I thought it was great.
I don't. Y'all be wanting people to wear the cloak too often, and 100%. That's why y'all be playing in folks' faces. But folks really be from where they be from, and Jesus saves, but I don't always. So
amen.
I might punch you in the face.
Jesus saves, I don't.
So I didn't understand it, but I'm always here for it. I was very, and he did it. I love that he did it with his daughter up there as well, standing up there, which she looked beautiful.
Oh my goodness, Blue looks beautiful.
She looks so good.
I love her.
Yes, her little outfit, low-key she made one of my best dresses of the night. But yeah, I just thought it was beautiful. I loved it. I'm here for it. Yes, Jay-Z, 100% agree. Okay, Victoria Monet.
Oh, winning.
What'd you think of that?
I love that.
Me too.
She deserves.
I do love her. I'm okay, let me clarify, because y'all know how I be a fan. I didn't know nothing about Janelle Monáe until my mama on my hood. Okay.
Wait, Victoria.
Victoria, what'd I say?
Janelle Monáe.
You right. Victoria. You know who we're talking about. All right. I didn't know nothing. I'm not one of those people that know people in the underground when they're that's just not my testimony. That's not how I find out about people. But since she's come on the scene, I do like her.
Yeah,
I think
she's
a cute girl. I love what she stands for. Even the kind of story behind the song with her mom, like, I just think she's adorable.
Yeah, but she's like 34 and has her like 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And is that her husband? Is she married?
I don't think so, but I'm not 100% sure.
I'm here for the representation.
I think they're.
I'm here for mid-30s, a grown woman, adult, fully. Okay, who has a family and who has a child. Like, I'm here for representation, mm-hmm. Okay? She's not 20. Fresh on the scene, but like, you know, because a lot of times there's like a lot of people talk about, you know, it keep working, it'll come, and you don't really see, like, people love to be like, Tyler Perry got his first million at 50, mm-hmm. whatever, Oprah got her first billion at 60, whatever they say, right? And it's like, yeah, but like, those are like, they're at such a level that it still feels unattainable,
right?
But to see somebody our age,
right,
okay, a black woman,
yep,
who has a kid,
yep,
okay, we didn't talk about how hard it is to have kids,
right,
who has a man who's been working at this and trying at this, and now she's like, gets her win. It, like, I love the story. I'm here for it. I am. It's amazing.
Yeah, I agree. I love, love, love her. Just a beautiful, stunning couple. Also, she's 34, and I want everyone to remember that Taylor Swift is also 34.
Is she?
Yes.
I didn't know Taylor was 34.
Taylor Swift, let's verify. Taylor Swift, age.
Y'all know she come across like she 21.
Swift, age, is 34.
And her album, she still is.
Years old. She just turned 34 in December.
I didn't know she was 34.
And the difference in how we treat Victoria Monet.
Victoria.
How we think of her as a grown woman and Taylor Swift, who will forever be 19. What'd you just say?
I said 21, but
21.
I would give her between 18 and 21.
Is wild.
Yeah.
If you haven't read Lovey's post on her, I think she like summarizes how Black people feel about Taylor and like why Taylor Swift is so problematic. Last night, watching her win Album of the Year with like this stunning, shocked face, it's so hard not to think of it as an act. It's hard not to see it as like you're putting on, and the fact that you know how you come across with Beyonce, how they put you two together against one another, and it's been a thing, especially here lately.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything is like, it's just like, it does feel like you are weaponizing, and you feed into the idea that you are a young child and thusly should be protected, and so no one can like critique you or penetrate you because, and you're 34 freaking years old.
Yeah, I have a question though, right? I mean, because I am in full agreement. Actually, I know the answer. But the thing I was going to say is capitalizing off of it, knowing that's going to generate, right? Like it, that image is going to translate and then generate you more money. Income, mm-hmm. more revenue, more money. You get to do more things, all of it, like all of that. Like, do you falter for that?
No.
Because
all she's doing is capitalizing.
She's
on
capitalizing.
What's there. And it works in her favor because so much of the Record Academy that votes.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be white.
Yep.
And they're going to have teenagers and kids who are fans of Taylor Swift.
100%.
And so it makes it a very easy vote for 100%. Taylor Swift. That's why she's won five now. She's won Album of the Year more times than anyone. And
anyone
I think
else?
It's five times.
Dang.
Four or five times. Yeah. She leaned. I mean, get your bag. I don't know what to tell you because it's working.
But also you can be a good person.
And that's she true. Could. She could. We have no idea.
She could be and like say something about
four.
That.
Oh, ghost. Got
yeah,
it.
Not saying
oh,
she is. I don't know.
Got it.
I've been saying
oh,
that
yeah.
She could act.
She
like
could. Yeah.
These people who are so highly praised by all of us could do better and should
got
do
it.
Better because they're so highly praised.
Yeah,
I agree.
And it, you know what it's giving? Even if let's give her she's unaware. The problem is that I can't even believe that. Right.
No.
I can't believe that she is unaware of the critique
100%.
And hasn't been able to like be sober minded enough to realize it and say and like speak up about it uh-huh. and say, I understand the privilege. I understand the position. I understand that, you know, maybe some of us agree with Kanye moment. Maybe some of us don't agree with his tactic, but I understand actually what it ended up doing for me, because in that moment, that's when she got the shield of protection. What I'm going to do better about in the future is X, Y, and Z to help level the playing field. Because she has been protected since the Kanye moment.
100%.
She's been protected since the Kanye moment.
100%.
She is in, and that's why I think they always put her up against Beyonce. They're trying to make her that status.
Yeah, what really sucks is that Kanye moment. Okay, so the reason the missing white women syndrome, right, works a reality, why it exists is the word I'm trying to say, is because of exactly what we're saying, right? Like white women in America specifically are typically portrayed in this very like vulnerable, innocent, mm-hmm. unaware, mm-hmm. Like need to mm-hmm. be protected like mm-hmm. way, right? Against Black women and women of color who do not get those same characteristics assigned to them. They instead get aggressive, sexual. They get sexualized.
Jezebel.
Jezebel. They get all
aggressive,
of those
loud.
Characteristics
There's
assigned
to There's no need
to
protect.
100%. And so what's unfortunate is that Kanye moment only added to
Absolutely.
What would have already existed
for sure.
for her by nature of who she is, right?
As a
it
white
would have
woman.
Already came because she's a white woman. But to then get that at the hands of a Black man,
absolutely,
you now all of a sudden get this extra.
Yes, and they
rallied around her. And even we were like, We were all like cringy.
Yeah.
But as a result of that, it was like this extra layer.
Absolutely.
That has like insulated her for years. And now that's what we have. And to that, I mean, I completely agree with you that she should, you know, say something. Like you should say something. But I don't fault her for getting to the bag, being able to capitalize off of it. You can capitalize, but you can also bring awareness and attention to the fact that what these other artists and other people don't get that you do is not fair.
Right.
Doing that could even be more lucrative. I feel like people don't look at it that way.
That's true. You're right. For you. It actually reminds me of that other podcaster, that white woman podcaster who was doing those interviews, and she started to get, least in Black Twitter world, she was starting to get attacked on Black Twitter because she was coming across as young, and she was like she got like one or two kids.
I thought she was a child. I'm
and
not
she
even
comes
lie
across
to you.
As a child. I did. She comes across as unaware. She comes across as like
she was just on Kiki Palmer's podcast.
Yeah, yes, and Kiki handled her great.
She did.
But anyway, Bobby, that's her name. Altoff.
Yep, yeah, that's exactly it.
The way that her podcast is literally like a podcast version of Taylor Swift's career, which is like this innocent, unaware,
100%,
you know, vulnerable, protect me image. It's actually really fascinating.
Yeah. All right, anything else on that? You guys wanted to talk about SZA. You want to talk about SZA?
I didn't watch the Grammys because I was trying to catch up on Traitors, so I actually have no idea what happened with SZA. So
they're saying
it was
the whole thing.
Yeah, it was like a Kill Bill themed, like someone came up on this table with a sword. Yeah, it was a whole... It was.
She had a performance or something?
Yeah.
She performed, and during the performance, as a part of her performance...
So the beginning of the performance opened with someone getting onto the table with like a samurai sword and like doing some moves and all. It was a spectacle. Definitely go watch it.
And so we're upset.
Wait, they're saying she was snubbed though. She won like R&B. Hold on, let me find it.
I'm completely unaware. I'm usually tapped in.
Okay. Leading with 9 nominations, she took home 3 on Sunday night. I know she won R&B. Yes, best R&B song.
Okay.
That's the one I saw. What was she snubbed for?
Album of the year.
She was up for Album of the Year.
Oh, she was up for Album. Thank you. Who won Album?
Taylor.
Oh, that's right. Duh.
Yeah. Taylor.
Oh.
Yeah. She was up for Album. I forgot.
What happened to Miley? Why was...
She won Record of the Year.
Yes. And it was her first... Yeah, sure. She won 2 last night, didn't she?
I don't know. I just know she won Record of the Year because I had to look up what's the difference between best song and Record of the
Year. That's what they were trying to explain.
Miley had a record out.
So Record is basically the equivalent of a song, but best Record of the Year, your producers also get credit for it. Whereas
it's the whole team. Yeah.
Every year we Google this.
Yeah,
what
she did
was
win
her
too.
Song?
I don't remember.
You do know it. It was all... It's all the songs were TikTok songs. The Flower song. I can buy myself flowers.
That's Miley.
Yes.
That's Miley.
That's
Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus. And then there's another one. What's the other one though?
Huh?
Yes, I can buy myself flowers.
I did not know
throw
that
my
was
hand
Miley
in
Cyrus.
The sand. Talk to myself for hours, girl. Whatever the song is. That's it. It was all over TikTok.
I didn't know that was her.
Yeah, I feel like there's another one too. Oh, she only won for flowers. Okay, then.
Oh, okay. So she won 2 awards for that song.
Yes.
Interesting.
And then. Was it? Why is everybody calling me, Tra? Then she, can we talk about how Taylor Swift didn't even acknowledge Celine Dion? First of all.
Everybody keeps talking about that, but then I saw, I didn't watch, but I saw pictures that in the back, they were like, they had already embraced and whatever.
It was just kind of weird, because you know you're supposed to go up there and hug
the
lady.
So what happened? She just walked past her?
Yeah, she just kind of did whatever. But, which is, that's fine. That's not fine, but okay. This the part that was shocking to me. Melissa, I thought Celine Dion was on her deathbed.
Yeah, people are saying her sister is like putting that out worse than it. I don't want to say worse than it is because I can't. The idea of what she has seems heartbreaking.
Yes, hold on. Hello. I forget what we were talking about. Okay,
we were talking about her debilitating is the proper word that I was trying to. Heartbreaking, but debilitating syndrome that she has.
It's like stiff person syndrome.
It is. That's literally what
it
is.
This is my thing, right? I thought debilitating is a great word because I was convinced this woman was
unable to move.
Correct. Yeah, like yeah. in a wheelchair or bedridden.
Yeah.
So when she, first of all, it looked like she had gained weight, which is yes. was good because she's thin. Like yeah, I'm yeah, thin. Naturally. Celine Dion is very like thin.
Yeah.
Her hair looked thicker. So when she walked out, I do believe she had a little bit of weave because her hair is actually a little thin. But regardless, she looked much better than I would have thought. I was just like, not you out here walking.
Right.
She I thought you was yeah. finna be on up out of here.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
Completely shocked. Didn't like that old girl didn't acknowledge her. That's a whole other thing. That, I was like, girl. So yeah, anyway, that's all I really want to say is that I thought Celine Dion was on up out of here.
Yeah.
And that woman walked.
She looked way better than I imagined. Yeah.
And
well.
I do understand there are like, you know, invisible, or I think that's what they call them, like kind of invisible diseases where you can't readily tell yeah, something yeah. is going on with someone by looking at them. But I promise you, I thought that woman was much sicker
yeah.
than she looked. I was very surprised to see her. All right. Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right. Last thing we're going to talk about, and then we got to get up out of here, is Traitors.
Oh, yes. I had to catch up because Melissa kept saying, you need to watch it, you need to watch it, you need to watch it, you need to watch it. And I was tired because we went to New York. So we got home and I needed a nap and I needed to do my Kelly's hair because I didn't get to. I needed to clean my house and find some dinner. Okay. And I needed to make, I had things to do and I did none of it. Actually, I did my Kelly's hair. I was really proud of myself. But I turned on Traitors and we watched it as a family.
And what did you think?
And everybody was in. We were all in there.
Listen.
Committed to
this actually, show. Actually, Amara texted me and was like, this show is so
I'm
good.
I'm so bad.
It, let me tell you, we are watching Traitors. It is on Peacock. I started with season 2. And because that's still airing, I went back and watched season 1. I'm going to get to season 1 in just a minute because I just finished it yesterday.
Okay, I haven't watched that one.
I won't spoil it.
Okay.
I won't, but I watched it with Joe.
Okay.
Let me start with season 1.
Start
quick.
With season 2.
Okay. Season 2 on Peacock, the U.S. version, not the U.K. version, not the Australian version. This is the one with Phaedra. If you plan on watching it, it's the one with the housewives. So you're going to see Phaedra, you're going to see Tamra, you're going to see Sheree. Thank you. On it. That's the season we're starting with. Okay. If you're unfamiliar, one more time, this show is very similar, not even similar. The show is The Game Werewolf. As a reality competition show.
Yes.
That is exactly
Quite
what
literally.
It is. Yeah. Quite literally. That's what it is. With that said, it is so good.
It's so good.
The way these people backstab, they go through these challenges, kind of like missions or whatever throughout the, which is cool. You could truly fast forward that and get to the end when once they're like in the car, because that's where you start, the strategy starts mm-hmm. to unfold. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
It is so good. This season is still airing, but they have, I don't know how much I can say because I don't want to spoil it for the people who plan on watching.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Say what you want to say.
What I want to say.
Spoiler alert. How about that?
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to spoil, but what I want to say is that Phaedra Parks is made for television.
As a villain, though.
As a villain. But, like, she leans into character, okay?
She
leans in and, like, it pisses me off because she's annoying, right? And, like, because of how it went down on Real Housewives of Atlanta and all of that and blah. But, like, she leans into this Southern Belle, okay? And but also will very quickly pull out, oh, you got the right one today.
It took her too long to get there for me, though. She did it at the right moment.
That's because she would have never pulled it out unless that had, like, but that's kind of my point. She leaned so far into Southern Belle that she was forced to pull out.
Oh, she gave it to him so good.
She was forced.
Oh, my God.
And she showed up.
So I won't spoil it, but I will describe this moment without spoiling like the characters. OK, so essentially what's happening is people are like accusing each other. That's what I'll say. People are accusing each other. This person she thought was an ally decides they because I won't even say man or woman to give y'all no context. They decide I'm going to turn on Phaedra.
On Phaedra.
The way she locked in.
Oh, man.
To Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion style. Yes. What? And she said, not a dolled up housewife.
Exactly.
I said, you better give it to him. You better give it to him. You better give it to lying through her teeth.
Oh, exactly. Okay. That's, she's so bad.
Lying through her teeth, which isn't a spoiler, because if you watch episode one, you realize what I'm talking about.
But also, if you know her.
But, and you gonna go after me? A dolled up housewife? Girl. He said, they said, I should have known better than to go after a lawyer.
And that's the thing. She is literally an attorney.
And was lying.
And she's an attorney.
And was lying.
She gets the.
Oh, she got it so good. Then, but she didn't even lock in right away. She was a little bit kind of fumbly in the beginning of the accusation.
I think because she was so surprised.
She was. But old girl, who really should have shut up because she was too new to say something, but it also allowed Phaedra to, like, settle.
Yes.
You know, it allowed her to settle. So the girl was like, you know, it's because the guy was like, you know, is she so extra with this and extra with that? And so the girl defending Phaedra says, well, have you seen her? And that's all Phaedra needed.
Yes.
Enough of y'all believe me. Guess what? I'm finished.
And he said, you're doing too much.
Yes.
And she said, I do too much and you do too little.
Because you do too little.
And I was like,
it's a y'all wrap. Didn't tap.
That Phaedra is so good for television. She's so good.
But she's so been laying it low.
No, but her, like, her, the way she, the reason she's so good for who she is in this show is because she can lay low.
Is
that your cup? Let me give you my little southern sweetness. Yeah. Oh, no,
not
honey.
My burgalicious.
Yeah, she just leans in.
Yeah.
And so, and if you know her, if you've seen her on Real Housewives, you know that this is all a scam.
She plays
the game so damn well.
She has been.
Oh, she's so good at it.
She's so good.
So, yeah, it has been. That show, that was a great, great moment. She locked in and tore that man up. She read him for filth.
Yes, she did. It was
up
great.
Up and down. Okay. It's great.
If you can get past. Okay, so as context, because Mel was like, it took her a little while to get in. And to be honest, it did for me, too. The host is a man from Scotland.
Oh, my.
Who is very, he said it himself, he's very eccentric. He dresses very eccentric. And you want to talk about a man that locks into a character?
Oh, my.
In the beginning, he was a turnoff because I was like, what is, it's too much happening in the show. Y'all in the castle, y'all in Scotland, it's a lot happening. I look forward to his outfit every
I hate it.
Episode. Oh, my God, I love it so much. When he's wearing plaid and like a little peplum on his suit.
Oh.
I'm just like, please, Alan, give it to me. Please give it to me. I love it so much. Yes. Where his foundation has got to be 5 shades lighter than his skin tone. He almost appears ghostly. He's so white. He is thinning. And he will do a little flip right here and put this little hat thing. Girl, give it to me, Alan. Give it to me. He's welcome to my castle. Someone will be murdered.
Oh my gosh. And I me and Greg were in there like, what is happening?
It's my favorite thing.
I hate it. And the whole, I don't like, I'm just not I was going to say a period person, like period pieces. That's not my jam. And stuff like that. And like, it's just, there's a castle. They're in these outfits. He's in the outfits and it's. Scottish
and they have their
and
pictures up
blah.
On the wall.
And I'm like, get to the point. Just get to the point. I don't even like their little games they be playing.
Enough
with the games. Get to the table.
Oh, it's so good.
Let's get to the BS. Let's get to calling people out. Let's get to it.
Yes.
That man be on my nerves.
I love him so much. Like, I couldn't stand him in the beginning. Now, I adore this man. Like, I love him so much. Season one, I kind of want you to watch now.
Okay.
It is just as good, but the last, like,
do you
two
know the
episodes,
people?
No. They're all from, like, Big Brother, it doesn't matter.
Is it still as good when you don't know the people?
So part of the reason I went to season two, because I was like, this man is on my nerves. Y'all are in Scotland. It's a castle. What? Let me find something. Now that I understand the game, it's better.
Okay.
I understand season one. Okay. Like, I can get into it a little bit better. Yeah. And they do have just regular people in season one as well.
Okay.
And they have, like, people from Big Brother, Survivor, you know, all the reality show. And then they have regular people as well. It is. And Kate from season two was originally in season one. Okay. She is the best villain of season one on accident, who really tries not to be.
Yeah.
Just the last episode is worth the watch. Okay. Seriously.
I'll find the last episode in the time I don't have.
I watched it yesterday with Joe and we were screaming.
Okay.
We were screaming.
Just because Imara just said this, Larsa, I don't care for. I don't care for Larsa and Jordan's son anyway. Marcus. Together,
it's so odd.
Everything about her be on my nerves. Mm-hmm. I want her to get out of the spotlight, and I want everything about her to go into quietness. Okay, go be quiet somewhere. You and your butt and your done up body. Jeez. And your hair.
It's the face.
And your face, and then the obsession with the blacks. I want it all to just
go away.
Quiet down. Somewhere else, out of the spotlight, off of Instagram, off of social media. Leave the young boys alone, okay? Let them find somebody their own age. Because what's the age? In my mind, there's an age gap, but I couldn't
be wrong. No, there's an age gap.
There's an age gap, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because her husband was Scottie Pippen!
Yeah, there's absolutely.
And he's Jordan's son! Like, no, this isn't weird.
Yeah,
girl!
No. She's 49, and Marcus Jordan is 33.
I want it to stop.
Yeah, there's, yeah.
I don't care for her and nothing about her.
She was good for the show, though.
I didn't enjoy her. I could have went
without her.
Even on the show? Even on the show. I
thought
she without
was
her.
Such a good, I wish she could have stayed on longer, to be honest, because she is, she was figuring stuff out. And I liked how vocal she was. You need people who are vocal on this show.
Yeah, but she was vocal and wrong.
No, she started to be vocal and right.
She started to say that it was a big man, and it's a big man energy, and I think it's you because you are intimidated. And then Kevin was like,
"So this is
you think I'm insecure about other men?"
What happened was she switched up on herself.
Everybody, shut up.
She switched up on herself. Her original person.
Yes.
She was right.
Yes.
And then when she got to the round table.
Switched.
Yeah, I don't know why she did it. She should have just went with her first mind. The other thing about this game, this last thing we'll say before we go, is watching this in real time makes me want to go with my gut more often.
In life or in Werewolf on the game?
Both. Because how many times has someone said something and they were right, and then they allow the crowd to sway them.
Yeah. Greg actually said that he, I think, was, you know, his algorithm, God bless it, okay? But somebody in algorithm land served Greg, apparently, a video about the game Werewolf and the creator of Werewolf.
Mm.
And the fact that one of the things, the motivations behind it was almost herd mentality, which is that if two or more people are in agreement of something, they are easily able to convince other people. And 100%. That was a part of the motivation for creating the game. And that is exactly what you're talking about. And that's what you see on this show.
It is so
fascinating.
It's fascinating habits. Like how, especially when you know the end. So I watched all of season one first and I went back. I said, Joe, you have to watch it. So we basically fast forward. That's why I told you. We fast forwarded through the missions part. And I would just do like the beginning for Joe because I needed him to get through the season. So I was like, let's fast forward. But on this season, we'd be watching him. But anyways, we fast forward. So we watched the beginning, all of the little strategy stuff, fast forward through the missions, and then the roundtable stuff. What is interesting going back and watching it is now I know the end. So I can see like, was right.
Yeah,
and you allowed them to sway you, or you was right. And then you got kicked off or whatever. And it's like, man, how many times in life
do you
feel something in your gut? You know something and you allow things, circumstances, people to sway you and you be right all along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so freaking Fascinating to me. Anyway, if you haven't watched this, highly recommend. Do not start with season one. Start with season two. Because it's still airing and we can talk about the ending together.
Because
there will be spoilers on that. Because based on what happened in season one, the ending of season one, ain't no telling what's going to happen this season.
Okay.
All right, that's it. That's all. Thank you guys so much for watching. Bye.
Bye.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.